There we go. So welcome to our London Walks Riverside Adventures, life along the banks of a very short stretch of the River Thames. Off we go. I'm sure you've seen this map many, many times, but it's just to orient us at the beginning. So here we have our dog leg in the River Thames. Head off out here and you'll head off out to the Channel and across to Europe. Head off this way. And we're over past the City of London and off out into Windsor and onto Oxford and off into the Cotswolds. But here is where we are. This is our dot. And we're actually going to be on a hill, which is just about here. That's pretty much where our walk is going to start, on a hill. And from our hill, when we look in this direction, we're going to be seeing the City of London. So that's going to be one of our views. And when we look in this direction, we're going to be seeing Canary Wharf. So just to home in on that. And this here is something you will all know really, really well. This is our bridge, our London Bridge, our favourite bridge. So this is Tower Bridge. And if you think about it, the Thames, what the Thames has seen, this bridge looks a lot older than it really is because it was actually built in 1894. So somehow it's got that rather older look, and that's to go with the Tower of London itself, which is just next to it here, which is from the 1000s. But this Tower Bridge, the one that opens, of course, and this is what it looks like at the moment. It's fabulous. It's called this Illuminated River Project. So the Thames is seeing its bridge lit up, and 9 bridges are lit up like this across London at the moment. And it's fabulous to see. Our walk is going to end with this view. And as I say, it's going to start from that hill I mentioned to you, on that peninsula, which is known as the Rotherhithe Peninsula. So we are on our hill. Our hill is called Stave Hill. And it's actually an artificial hill. It's a pile of rubble, but it's a pile of rubble that gives us a fabulous view of London, which is actually not so well known. So let's head up, literally, up the steps. It's only 30 feet high. And the Thames, well, the Thames only saw this hill since 1985. That's when it was constructed. And when you get to the top, this is the view you have. And I'm just going to focus if I can. Don't look at what I'm pointing at for the moment, but look in the background. The River Thames, that is actually Tower Bridge that we just left, just above my head here. And the River Thames is winding its way between us and between these buildings you see here, which are the buildings of the financial centre, the City of London. And if you were to carry on around here, which I'll show you in a moment, you have that other view, which is showing you Canary Wharf, which is the second financial centre, if you like. So look at what the Thames has seen. See this spike up here, the Shard, the tallest building in the United Kingdom, 310 metres, pointed to the sky there. And then we'll look more closely at these buildings which have emerged here since the Romans came and invaded and set up their little city of Londinium, which they set up at this very, very spot, and which then produced, through the Middle Ages, the guilds and the special trades which practiced there. And then only recently, here we come with all of our spikes and towers for the modern City of London. Let's have a close look. And I'll come back to this a little bit further on. So there you go. Here you see what the Thames, again, in between where we are on our hill, passing through here and these buildings of the City of London. And if you think about it, the Thames has seen St. Paul's there. What a contrast. Can you see it on this side here? St. Paul's Cathedral, this building from 1711, completed by Sir Christopher Wren, the great architect. But before that, the Thames will have seen the old St. Paul's, which was burnt down in the Great Fire of London in 1666. So it will have seen a much bigger cathedral, in fact, which burnt down and was destroyed by the fire, which led to the building of the new St. Paul's. And what a contrast to then these modern buildings here. Here we have the walkie-talkie, as we love to call it, or the walkie-scorchy, this vast building here, which has got a fabulous cocktail bar on the top floor. So we can't wait for that to open up again. And we love naming all of these buildings, the scalpel here, the cheese grater, although I think this is a pretty old-fashioned cheese grater. And then this building here at the back, the tallest one, has got a really interesting name. It's called 22. And it's 288 meters high, this one. And that's the absolute maximum that it was allowed to go by the Civil Aviation Authority to still allow planes to have enough clearance when they're coming into City Airport. And then the Thames has seen this come up in 2003. So Norman Foster was the architect of the Gherkin. And, you know, the controversy at the time that it went up, nobody liked it at all. Everybody was negative about this weird thing. And nowadays, it's one of the most popular buildings in the City of London. So, change. So back, just to say, look, this is where we are. We're on our hill. It's about here, actually, next to my dot. And we've been looking over this way, and we've seen these buildings of the City of London. Now let's have a look over here.